I'm talking to Ray Yates, and he's the City Arts Officer here in Temple Bar. Hello, Ray. How are you?
How are you doing, Owen?
Some of the things you had to say there about the exhibition, talking about this maybe a slight avoid apprehensions that people have about coming to these places, or maybe something specific has to happen. And that's 2 years in your position now. Is that something you're going to endeavour to break down?
Well, you always want to improve access to the arts, but, you know, I'm with everybody else here. We want to improve access to education, we want to improve access to all kinds of mysteries that people are not aware of or don't yet appreciate. So, as I said when I was talking, I think it's a complex thing. I think that people might self-exclude themselves a bit as well and say, that place is not for me. I worked in Ballymun for 7 years, building up the audience and working in the Arts Centre, and ended up with a huge audience. But I felt a lot of people would kind of say, oh, that's not for me. And you just wonder why, you know, is it something that's cool? Your first experiences of the arts are very important. It's like your first experience of maths or something. If you had a good teacher, you're good at maths. No, so, of course, it's to have that, always have the developmental viewpoint and say, the arts are for everyone.
Okay, now coming up on the 20th of September, of course, Culture Night, can you give us any sort of a brief outline of what you have planned, or do you...
Yeah. Well, you know, Culture Night is a national phenomenon. It's no one person, certainly not myself or Temple Cultural Trust, are responsible for all the events on it. Every culture institution and a few places that you didn't even know were culture institutions will open up on the night, and people will go. Like, you take somewhere like the Masonic Hall in Dublin. That isn't usually open to the public at all, and suddenly it is. Or City Hall itself, which is open all the time, but suddenly on the night people want to go and see. So there are over 600 events throughout the country, more than 200 in Dublin. So there's an amazing program, but there's also programming, like there's stuff happening on the street that we're doing, and there's a special program on Dublin Bus. We're going to tell stories and sing songs and stuff on the buses. So it's a great night for people to come out. And I notice the most about it is it's a big family night. Children love to go out with their parents, and they stay up late on Culture Night. And I think there's so little for families that's free and that they can enjoy. Also, it has a massive impact upon city centre businesses, because people are buying coffees and going to the pub and going out for a meal. So culture has no worries anymore about its economic benefit. Its economic benefit is enormous. So it's going to be just as good and even bigger than it was before.
And I think as well it gives a platform to new artists from any genre as well, which I've seen happening, coming in and taking part.
Yeah, the institutions themselves do their own programming on the night. So one of the things we're doing is Temple Culture Trust have this great program which they do called First Thursdays, which is kind of a mini culture night. Every First Thursday there's a tour of say five or six galleries, and that's very popular. But we're going to do about seven tours that night, and various people are going to assemble and go off and have, because everybody has to have their own culture night. They say, well, you can't go to the mall, so which five will I go to? Will I stay at the same street? Will I go across the city? So people look at the program and they pick it up and they make their own thing out of it, which is really interesting.
Of course, in Temple Bar there's a lot that you can cover in one night.
Oh god, yeah, if you were just in Temple Bar and Dame Street and Dublin Castle, wouldn't you be flying like between there? So you can do it that way. And also the very big, I should have said that we've commissioned a special fanfare for Culture Night, and the RTE Concert Orchestra are going to play it on Meeting House Square, and Arena on RTE are going to do a 3-hour programme live from Meeting House Square. So not only they're trying to catch up with you guys now, because Near FM are the usual people that really cover.
I just want to ask you finally, because you mentioned him in the speech, Seamus Heaney, the wonderful Seamus Heaney. Now, I have to admit, when I was a young man, like all young men, I was interested in poetry. You sort of fades away as you get a bit older. But himself and Brendan Kennelly reintroduced me to poetry. What would you like to say about, it's sad, the demise of Seamus, but what would you like to say? Expand a little bit more, because I know you had this.
Yeah, well, I think that the exhibition reminded me of Seamus, and Seamus would remind you, it's this idea that you're a very simple person, and you manage to almost hide your art in a way, and communicate very simply to people in a very beautiful way. Like, you know that old thing, like, I wrote you a 5-page letter, but if I had a bit longer, I'd have only made it 2 pages. There's that thing that Seamus was a craftsman and worked and worked and worked until you had the simplest, most beautiful things said. But wrote about, you know, peeling potatoes with his mother, and wrote about the troubles in the north, wrote about, you know, stonemasons and schoolmasters. And Brendan Kennelly is no different, you know, that sense of being from a certain place and everything almost happening in the street where you grow up, everything you could imagine. So it's an extraordinarily sad day, and I'm probably, you know, we're shocked. No one was really expecting it. But what an incredible body of work which began in the 60s, which will be around forever.
Okay, thank you very much, Ray. Thank you.
And there you go. That was just a little taster as well. From Ray there, Ray Yates, about Culture Night, which we're covering here, of course, here on Air FM on the 20th of December. We'll be there all day.